dance floor.
Tonight.
Let's get busy. Let's get on the dance floor.
Yes, Mika, Mika. Time to party. Hey, this is The Buzz, Studio W, your global radio network. Hey, we coming at you. Hey, this is Sunday Night Gold. Kick back, grab a glass. We're going to bring it down a notch. Ramsey Lewis, My Love Would Lead You Home. Hey, we are here. Sunday Nightco. Studio W Buzz, Global Radio Network, and now it's time for Sunday Night Gold, as I mentioned. Jazz.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Good.
I see you wearing a different color tonight. You have on purple.
I do.
And what's on that sweatshirt?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Right. Nation's capital. That's where Jazz is. She's well, in close proximity anyway. And I'm out here, I'm in Richmond, Virginia, south of her. And so we bring this thing to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the buzz that is. But on Sundays, it's Sunday Night Go with yours truly, WB and the Jazzy One. So tonight she has an artist. And you know what? No, that's not right. Phew. One of the greatest artists ever. And one of her favorites. Matter of fact, I was going to say you've probably been to about 35 of his concerts, but let me just stop joking. She has been to actually about 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's more than 10. It's between 10 and 20. So, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I've never had the pleasure of going to a Prince concert. Yep, I let the cat out of the bag. So tonight, Jazz, the theme is...
Yeah, this is the anniversary of Prince's passing away. So the first half of the show will be songs that he wrote, produced, artists he influenced. And the second half will be just him and his music. So we're dedicating this whole 2 hours to the Purple One himself.
That's it. Oh, does that have anything with you wearing purple?
It does.
It does. Okay. As a matter of fact, I got a text in from 007. As a matter of fact, I've shown it. She was 7-Up. I changed it to 007, and now it's just 00.
Double O.
That's right. Okay, she has a special place with us because, actually, my sister asked me, she said, William, I'm your number one fan, right? I said, no, not quite. You are up there. But 00 is our number one fan. Number one, hands down. She listens to everything. And that's not to slight Beverly Haynes. Hey, Beverly's listening also. Or Kim Rogers. All of you guys are up in the top five or so, right? But I've got to give 00 her props. She listens to everything every day. So, I mean, hands down. 00, you get the award. We're going to find something great to send you, all right? Okay. It's kind of hard to know where you are because I know you're somewhere out here. I'm not sure whether you're in the United States or abroad or wherever it is, but we'll find you. Okay. If you trust me enough, just send me your address and we'll take it from there. All right. But anyway, let's get back to, she sent in a request already. 00 is already on the list.
Of course it is.
It's already on the list, but I don't want to start there. I really don't want to start there because that also happens to be one of my favorite songs. And I'm not going to even give the name away. Oh boy. It's cliffhangers all the way, Jazz.
All the way.
Let's do this. Vanity.
Nasty Girl by Vanity.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey.
To explore.
That's Jesse Johnson. All right. I think we need to stop the presses right there. And you might ask, I'm going to let Jazz answer this question. Jazz, who is Jesse Johnson? You can't hear me.
I can't hear you.
I don't know what's going
on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you loud and clear. Yeah.
And can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So far we've had Jesse Johnson and we had Vanity, or a version of that song that I had not heard.
Be Your Man.
Last Girl. I had not heard that version by Vanity, but
yeah, you know, the thing about it is when you send your list, okay, and I have choices, I said okay, and I put in. Okay, Jesse Johnson, okay, all right, fine. And I have to make sure that the music that we play, you know, is radio quality. And
right.
So that's what popped up. Okay. Now, born in Illinois, funk, soul guitarist, began his playing career at the age of 15. Mm-hmm. What else can you add to that?
I have to look and get back to you. I know he was a member of The Time for a minute. I know that.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what else we can find out about him.
What you find out, now, what I'm finding out is that Prince had a certain type of funk to his music.
He did.
Okay. He did. And a lot of that, Jesse Johnson, and even going with Prince, how much were they influenced? Or let's go to Prince, for instance, because that is the feature tonight, Prince and the Family. And if you have a Prince and the Family's request, okay, or that's in that family, a text to 909-910-0265, 909-910-0265. My question has, I hear a lot of Jimi Hendrix influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You definitely do.
Okay.
You definitely do.
And so, I believe, I know the professor and I, Professor of Pop Culture, and I, we talked about that. And how much would you say that Prince was influenced by Jimi Hendrix?
100%. He admits that. When we saw the Rick James.
You muted your mic.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. When we saw the Rick James play a couple of weeks ago, there was a scene when Rick James accused Prince of stealing his music. And Prince came back and said, yeah, I stole from you just like you stole from Jimi Hendrix, just like you stole from James Brown. You know, we all stole from each other. So
okay.
Chill with that. Oh, yeah. He was.
Oh, that was real cool. Now, the date in Richmond, Virginia is coming up.
No, you missed it. It was the 18th.
I missed it.
It was the 18th.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because it was, they
oh,
were
goodness.
Here. He was back in Baltimore, I think, either last night or tonight.
And see, the thing about it was, you know, we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I had planned on it. I said, I even had the attire out ready to go and missed the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll catch it. One way or the other, I'll catch it.
Yeah.
Because,
sounds like a trip to me.
And look at it. Like you said, it was well worth it. It was well worth it. You enjoyed every minute of that.
Every minute. Every minute.
Oh, wow. 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 Got something else for you right now. I'm not sure whether I'm familiar with this. Let's see what we got.
Oh, Manhattan. Yeah, that's
Manhattan.
Yeah. That's one of those bands.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Gold, WB, and the Jazzy Diva.
That's me.
We'll be right back. Hey. All right, we are back. Hey, Sunday Night Go. Never heard that before, Jazz, but I like it. That was Madhouse 10, Prince. And it's a rare rendition, right, and obscure.
Yeah.
Jazz project by Prince. Prince played every instrument except for the saxophone.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that was played by, was it, is it Jimmy Leeds? Eric Leeds. L-E-E-D-S.
Yeah.
Wow. I like that jam.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. Wow. It's, that was, that's what's so cool about this broadcast.
Yeah.
And many of our broadcasts, because we'll play music that you haven't heard before. And certainly, I haven't heard, never heard it before, and that it makes it a whole lot fun. So, yeah. Folks, a whole lot of fun, rather. So, if you have a request, and it's within that Prince and the Family realm, of genre, right, of music, text it to me, 909-910-0265, 909-910-0265. A buddy of mine, Will Hidalgo, I don't know if Will is listening or not. He's on the West Coast. And we had this ongoing argument. Who's the greatest, Prince or Michael Jackson?
That's been an argument ongoing for a while.
It has been.
I'm going to say so.
Well, I'm a Michael Jackson fan.
Okay.
However, listen to more and more of Prince's music. Good. Oh my goodness. It's getting close.
It's getting close
because I do love the genius. I remember going to see in the theaters, and this is probably the showstopper, 00, Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing music movie. Amazing movie. And unfortunately, it didn't get the acclaim that I thought it deserved.
Uh-huh.
I really don't. I don't know. To me, it should have been a nomination for a Grammy.
Uh-huh. Emmy. Well, I think he got Grammys for Purple Rain. He might not have gotten any Emmys. Let me look.
Yeah.
I'll check while you talk.
Yeah, check that out. Check it out. But what a brilliant, brilliant artist. Speaking of which, and this is a protege or someone that I think that was in that camp right there. Never had a chance to see Prince, but I did see this group right here at the Mosque Auditorium in Richmond, Virginia. It was fun, great, uplifting, upbeat, and hilarious. Mars Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a clown.
Yeah.
Genius. I love this.
dance all night and long. I go in a freaking place that I want to. And my illusion bring me home. Yes, it's that. I got ladies by the dozen. I got money by the ton. Yeah. Just ain't nobody left us. Heaven knows that I'm the one. Yeah. And it's all because of something that I didn't learn in school. Y'all sing it. I'm just cool. Uh-oh. Honey, baby, can't you see? Yeah, I'm just cool. I'm cool. Oh, oh. I just ain't nobody bad like me. Everybody in the house.
I'll talk to you later.
Bar's day and the time, completely, totally insane. I mean, in a good way. I absolutely loved when I saw those cats perform. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Yeah.
And the expressions, and you can even look at the album cover. What time is?
Yeah.
What time is it? And look at his. He was an entertainer.
Okay. Yeah, he was. He was.
And we're using him in the past tense. Is he no longer with us?
No, he's alive. He's alive. He is during like shows, like he did the casino here in West Virginia a couple of months ago. He did like little tours like that. He was on the road for a while. He had some trouble right after Prince passed away, you know, because he said he was like a brother to him. And they had gone through the same things that, you know, groups and friends go through because they had been on the outs for a while.
Right.
But they had to patch it up before Prince passed away. And then also, I don't know if this got cleared up, but he's still performing. He ran into trouble with Prince's family because he needed to use the name of the band as the time.
Right.
And family was saying, well, you know, that belongs to Paisley Park.
Oh.
And I think they cleared it up. I think they did because, like I said, he's still performing around, you know, in different cities. He's still on the road.
Right. You know, and I'm not a legal professional or anything like that. But I think with his dedication and his contributions, I think he was owed that.
Right, right.
Yeah, why deny that? Come on. You know, I'll guarantee you that estate is getting in still a lot of money. I'm sure of it. Because it happens. You take major artists like Prince or Michael Jackson, going back to Elvis Presley, even after they left us, the family was still being rewarded. And I'm sure it's the same thing. No, come on. No. But anyway, we're not going to get into the political aspect of this. We're going to continue with the music because there's more music than we have time. So let's get back to the music.
Going. Right.
Hey, Sunday Night Gold, WB and the Jazzy Diva.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her?
Yeah, that's me. No, I hear Sheila E.